You are listening to The Alex Way.
Welcome, everybody. This is your good friend from Honduras, Alex Moraes, and you are listening to hashtag The Alex Way. This is your podcast, a podcast that's different from the rest because this is a podcast about living, studying, and working abroad. Now, before we get started with today's interview, I just want to ask and pose the following question. Are you interested in studying abroad? How about this? Are you interested in having better opportunities outside of your country? How about looking for a quality education outside of your borders? Or having the opportunity to hopefully work in a better country with so much better work opportunities? Well, guess what? www.molaleadership.com is the answer for you. We got a great team equipped with good technology and great customer service, and most importantly, intentionality, ready to better assist you achieve your dreams. So molaleadership.com, study in the college and country of your choice. Now, again, guys, this is a brand new podcast, and I got an amazing guest with me. He is originally from Zimbabwe, Africa. His name is Hamilton Marufu. How are you, Hamilton?
I'm doing good, really good, Alex. Thank you for having me on The Alex Way. Really, really excited to get started today. It's going to be a good one.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for your time and for being here with us. Now, Hamilton, for all of our listeners, everybody out there listening to this podcast, who is Hamilton Marufu? Can you describe yourself?
Great question. I think a lot of people who may know me, I think I'm just an ordinary guy. Came from, you know, the country of Zimbabwe, as you've heard, older brother, younger sister, you know, great mom and dad, just lived around a really, really blessed life with a blessed family around great people. Very, very motivated, very driven and willing to go. And I'm always making jokes, always cracking up, as some of you may know of me. So basically, yeah, that's just the gist of me. And yeah, I'm excited to be here.
That's awesome. So you sound like a man with a lot of family values. So can you talk a little bit about your family and how life is back home in beautiful Africa, Zimbabwe?
Absolutely. I think, you know, the term that there is no place like home is definitely something that's a valuable term, because I've got a really, really great life back home. I've got an amazing family. And I think family is very, very something that's valuable, especially when you study abroad, because you can never, ever replace the people who raised you or the people you were born with, or brothers and sisters, rather. So the value of family becomes so much greater when you travel abroad, because those are the only people who can understand you like no one else. Those are the people who you grew up with.
Absolutely.
That you can go to with anything that you need to, and they will be able to comprehend without any judgment, because they know you better than anyone.
Absolutely. I mean, what a great way to put it. I mean, seriously, when you study abroad, when you leave the known for the unknown, when you leave that comfort zone and then start all over again, especially freaking miles away from your home country, dude, you're alone. If you don't have family or friends, you're alone.
Absolutely.
You're starting all over. The decision-making process doesn't necessarily belong to you or your parents. You know, it's only you. It's only Hamilton Marufu or Alex Moraes. So being in the wild definitely makes you grow as an individual, personally, professionally, and in this case, academically. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things that, you know, as a person, you learn. For example, when I came to America, I came alone. I came by myself.
Wow.
No parental guidance, nothing. You know, landed at the Chicago airport, and I had to learn how things work in America for the first time, simply because I'd never been here. So you learn a lot of trust, not just in others, but in yourself as well. And you learn not only to depend on other people, but to depend on your own ability to be able to cater for yourself and to be able to grow without having someone pinpointing right next to you to say, you've done this wrong or you should do this better. You learn to grow a lot quicker because all the decisions you make are based on you, and you
Absolutely.
Are the only critic for yourself. Because to be fair, no, a lot of people are not really going to care about
No.
you as a person.
No.
such as your mom or your dad, because they raised you. You're an interpretation of them.
Absolutely.
So therefore, you learn to grow a lot quicker. And the truth is that you make a lot of mistakes, which is good.
Yes.
And, you know, just as one of my principles is that mistakes are really, really good, because then you can learn from them. And once you've learned from it, it means that's one less thing that you can do wrong.
Wow. High five for that. That's right. Wow. What a beautiful way to dig into more of what it's like to be an international student, a foreign person in a different country. Now, you said some very important things, and I'm going to go back to one of them, which it's related to one quote of an anonymous author, which is, and internationals tend to forget about this, but a foreign country wasn't designed for a foreigner to feel comfortable.
Absolutely.
Okay? How many times haven't you heard many people complain about, for instance, the U.S., Trump administration.
Right.
But the reality is this: if you're an international student, an immigrant in this country, well, guess what? This country is a foreign country. You are a foreigner, okay? This doesn't mean that I'm promoting disrespect towards us immigrants.
Right.
I'm just saying a foreign country, again, was not designed for foreigners to feel comfortable, but it was designed, like any other government, to support, sustain, and better promote the well-being of its own people.
Absolutely. And I think just to add on to what you've said, I think one of the things that make an absolute amazing nation or an amazing country is the diversity within the country. For example, if we look at a country such as Canada, mm-hmm. Canada is a very diverse nation, and they're very much open to international students or international people. And that's why they have success, because they have different ideas and different ways coming from all different places around the world.
Absolutely.
They're not just, you know, conscripted to just one type of way or one type of, you know, adhered way to do certain things.
Yes.
They have a broad aspect of things, of how to approach them and how to move forward. And that's one of the great things about having a nation full of different people, full of different internationals, because the innovation is even different.
Absolutely.
Simply because you have so many different ideas coming in, which makes a better nation, which makes an even more friendly environment. And if we're even to touch on, you know, if we were to go on the basis of where you want your kids to grow up, how you want to raise them,
better,
there's nothing better than
places.
Absolutely. There's nothing better than having your kids grow up around different races and not being able to judge a person according to color, you know, which is obviously in this country one of the main issues. And I believe that we're solving it day by day by having internationals, different colors, different people come in, because that's where we create a young youth or kids coming behind the millennials that are going to be absolutely blind to color, but personal people who are just worried about you as a person and not the color of your skin.
Beautiful words, because at the end of the day, you know, judge me not by the color of my skin, mm-hmm. but by the content of my character.
Right.
These are words by Martin Luther King Jr., the leader of the civil rights movement back in the 60s. And absolutely, couldn't agree any more, any less with you, Hamilton. At the end of the day, the world is comprised of all of us internationals, whether you're a student, a worker, a tourist, mm-hmm. everybody probably is from a different nation, but we're all from the same race, the human race. Color shouldn't even be an issue. It should be out of the question.
Absolutely.
Now, this leads me to the next question. Are you ready?
Absolutely. Let's go for it.
Why did you decide to leave your country, Zimbabwe? Why America? Why?
I think, you know, I've gotten a lot of questions about that. And the best way I can personally put it is that Zimbabwe will always be home for me. I can always go back. I can always go see my family. I can always be around the place that I grew up.
Yes.
But I'm the type of person who very much is interested in spontaneousness and also interested in getting to know different cultures, getting to know different people. And I'm an international business major, so my aim is to make sure that I integrate myself with different ways of business so that I learn and enrich myself not only with the Zimbabwean way, but also with the American way, with the Canadian way, with the Australian way, wherever I may be or whoever I may meet. So that was my main reason for coming to America, so that I could expose myself not only to one culture, but so many different cultures, which made the person who I am now, and that is part and partially, probably mostly and highly one of the greatest things that has attributed to my growth as a man.
Love it. That's what a friend does. She's like, love it or hate it. And you know what? I love what you said, because this is what the Alex way is all about.
Right.
It's all about diving into deep waters in terms of more, you know, other cultures, people who can bring different perspectives to the table, different kind of schools of thought, etc. And you know what? You're so right. I am so thankful I get to do this every single day. I'm telling you something. I am so passionate. I'm so insanely passionate about cultures, about internationals, about helping people study abroad, reach their dreams, you know, because I personally didn't have anybody.
Right.
Anybody, you know. So anyone that is listening to this podcast right now, if you feel identified, please leave your comment below. I would like to listen to your story and share it here in this medium. Now, the next question, Hamilton, would be, what are you currently studying and where?
So I'm currently at Lindenwood University studying international business. And for all foreigners that may not know where Lindenwood University is, it's in St. Charles in the state of Missouri in the United States of America.
Right.
And I'm in my last year, senior year of doing international business.
No!
So yes, it's been a three amazing, amazing experience. Wow. Challenging in all great way possible, but obviously enriching in many, many other ways as well.
And what's your major, Hamilton?
International business.
International business.
International business.
What is the dream that Hamilton Marufu has in life after pursuing such education? I mean, obviously, 20% of college graduates end up in their field of studies.
Right.
This is not Alex speaking. This is the International Institute of Education with their statistics, their annual statistics.
Right.
So even if you don't land a job in an international business industry, you have already acquired a better, much quality education than in Zimbabwe, correct?
Absolutely.
And what is that you're looking forward to?
So basically, I have a lot of dreams and aspirations that I wish to acquire. And a lot of it, I'm a man of someone who likes to keep everything secret, and I don't like speaking about it, but I want you to experience it as they come. But I think one of my ultimate dreams, and the reason why I'm studying international business, is to be able to be someone who basically is, you know, the middleman between African and American countries.
Wow.
And the reason I say that is because I believe there's a lot of wealth in Africa.
Yes.
There's a lot of natural resources in Africa that are just so amazingly spread out through the whole African, you know, all the African countries. However, I believe one of the biggest problems is that they're being exploited not in the right ways by more developed countries.
Or not exploited at all.
Or not exploited at all. Absolutely, right? 100%. And my goal then is to make sure that those African countries are given what they're worth for the resources that they have. Because
absolutely,
as you know, there are African countries which are struggling economically. And what some developed countries, in my opinion, seem to do is they go there and basically offer low amounts, knowing that the African countries have no option but to take it for something that's of a high price.
Now we're talking a little bit more about the economic system. One of my majors is in economics. And I don't want to dig into economics. This is a whole different animal.
Absolutely.
But what I can tell you is that developed countries such as the U.S., government, not people, okay?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yo, government, not people.
Absolutely.
The U.S. government, the German government, these are highly developed economies.
Yes.
The U.S. is the economic power of the world. Germany is the economic epicenter of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And so this kind of countries heavily finance international bureaucracies like the International Monetary Fund, like the World Bank, etc. International bureaucracies that for such long amount of time, for years, have financed our countries. Like Honduras is an underdeveloped economy, just like Zimbabwe, and they have kept us poor to an extent because we borrow money from them, mm-hmm. thinking, okay, we can probably develop socioeconomically, but one of the clauses of the or one of the things that that loan requires from us is to repay debt as one of the priorities. So right. it doesn't really make sense.
Absolutely.
I'm borrowing at high interest and then I'm basically keeping myself poor because I right. have to give priority on repayment of debt.
Absolutely.
You know, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I completely understand where you're coming from. Right. And I think you nailed on one of the many fallacies about Africa as a whole, which is, you said the following, right? You right. said, I would like to exploit in a good way the resources that Africa has. How many people, or how many of you listeners, and this is okay, this is a moment for us to be enlightened. How many of us have thought of the fallacy of Africa being poor because it lacks resources?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
Africa is rich in resources.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Absolutely. Very, very much so. Definitely. I think it's one of those places where, you know, everyone, not everyone looks down upon it, but there's a lot more to the nation than just the fancy things that may Absolutely. Be seen on TV or yes. the way the media portrays it. You know, it's called the motherland for a reason because
for
that's where
yeah.
the birth of all creation was made. Therefore, the resources are in the womb, and that's why it's the motherland for a reason. And I believe it's retaliated to the resources that it gives. So I think it's a great opportunity. And I know, regardless of the, you know, negative aspect of it, there's definitely a positive of amazing, amazing developed countries that are working really hard to make sure that, you know, African countries are developing and right. giving resources. So that's also something that I want to get onto and also be able to support that, you know, deplete the negative, but also promote the positive.
Hey, come on. And we got to be objective here. I'm going to throw an objective comment to all of our listeners here. And that is, if we want to put things in perspective, even developed economies have issues. For example, the U.S. Did you know this? Back in 2012, and this is not me again speaking, this is the right. U.S. government. Bureau of Statistics.
Right.
Okay. Poverty was at 12%.
Wow.
12%.
Wow.
Guess what percentage is now the poverty levels have reached now? Almost 20%.
Wow.
So yes, ladies and gentlemen, even developed economies have poor people. Now, of course, it's not the same to be poor in Honduras or in Central America or Zimbabwe, Africa, perhaps, right. as it is here in the U.S.
Absolutely.
Because poverty is basically in the U.S. considered as someone who makes somewhere below the $11,000 a year mark.
Right.
Okay? So you cannot compare Absolutely. Poor people right. here and there, but certainly there's poverty everywhere.
Absolutely.
And here in this country is on the rise. So better watch out. And if you're going to make a comment, it better be objectively constructive.
Absolutely.
Now, it's been a pleasant conversation with Hamilton Marufu, an international from Zimbabwe, Africa. Woo-hoo! That's right. I have a lot of friends and they go crazy. Okay, so I got a question for you.
Yes.
What would you suggest international students or international community thinking about, man, I would really like to study English as a second language.
Right.
I would really like to study my undergraduate, my major. I would love to study my master's, PhD, post-PhD, or transfer from this university here in Colombia, Venezuela, Argentina, Chile, Honduras, Panama, you know, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa.
Absolutely.
To America, to Australia, to China, the UK. You
right.
know, what would you tell that youngster who's on the fence?
I think one of the 2 points. The first thing I would say is it's a very, very scary move to leave home and to study abroad, and I completely understand that.
Yes.
But I'm a very much a testimony of everything that has gone through with the sacrifice of me coming to a place like America. I would not have been able to, you know, have the opportunities that I have now. I would not have been able to have an amazing girlfriend. You know, I would not have been able to study the things I study. But that's why there are places and that's why there are agencies like Mola Leadership, which is a great, great institution which helps all international students study abroad. And the great thing about that is that they are also international, so they know everything that can help them. So don't be afraid and go to Mola Leadership.
You're right, Hamilton. MolaLeadership.com is the website. the number one website by choice. We've had applications from all over the world in the past couple of years. We've been up and running since 2012 when we first started with a group of 7 internationals who lived the process in the flesh, blood, and bones. That's hilarious. I always say that, and it sounds like, you know, we're going to go into war or something. But you're right, Hamilton. And now, before anything else, what is it that you do professionally? Can you share with our audience? Come on.
So, what I do professionally is that, and I'll do a little short background story, is that the fact that I came to America and I had the chance to, you know, study abroad, I wanted to give back to the people who are also back home or here in developing countries or even developed countries as well, the opportunity to live the life that I'm living or the opportunity to be exposed to the resources and everything that I have been exposed to. So that's why I joined an agency by the name of Mola Leadership, which is something that I'm very, very proud to be part of, something that's very, very dear to my heart. And the reason is because I have no clue what my life could have been like if I wouldn't have not have been in America. And I want to give the same opportunity to other people who are sitting there, maybe having finished high school, wondering, what do I do next? Where do I go next? I don't know what to study. I don't know who to approach. I don't know who to talk to. So I'm the guy that you come to. I'm the guy who's going to let you know everything of the process and how it works and just be able to assist you in making sure that you make your dreams a reality, just like how I made every thought of mine or every idea that I've had into an actual fact and into something that's tangible. So I'm a Mola Leadership Consultant, just as a summary, and I'm here to help international students, not just as a business, but more as a family.
That's beautiful, and that's exactly what we do with my man Hamilton Marufu. We are internationals ourselves who came here with nothing, started from zero, and now we're going somewhere. We're not quite yet there, you know.
You're right, but absolutely.
It's okay. It's okay. We're slowly reaching our goals.
Right.
And the most important thing is to just give, give, and give.
Yeah.
In life, we apply and Mola, and personally, I think the 51-49 rule, Gary Vee has always said, Gary Vee, this Vaynerchuk guy who's crazy and revolutionizing social media,
right,
which is give, 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 don't expect anything. And eventually, if you put energy into something, expect that same amount of energy at a certain point in time.
Right.
So anyways, guys, this has been a pleasure. Whether you've been with us for a couple seconds, minutes, or for the entire interview, you know what? Thank you so very much. Without you, we wouldn't have a purpose. Thank you, Hamilton, for being here. Any last remarks?
Just, you know, live life to the fullest. Enjoy it. I think one of the things I've learned in my past 3 years in America is that who you are is determined by the 5 closest people you hang around with. You know, your biggest influence are the people who you talk to every single day, the people who you see, the people who are around you. So don't be afraid to, you know, cut out the negative energy, cut out the people who don't add anything to your life, because the ones who do are the ones who are going to grow together. I mean, look at all the business entrepreneurs or the famous people.
Absolutely.
They are all in a network section because they know how to vibe off each other, and they just have an amazing, amazing work ethic, and that's why they all attract to each other. So just 5 important people who have a good influence, keep those close, and anyone else, you don't need them, because you're a star, you're an amazing person, and you're a gift from God, so you deserve the best.
Absolutely. Well, let me just tell you real quick what those 5 people look like in my world. Actually, in my world, it's not 5 people, because I got like a really good support system comprised of a bunch of them, but it's a very like small circle of people who want the very best for me and who I want the very best for them.
Right.
Starting all the way from Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, all the way down to my mom, my dad, the beautiful people I've met in the way, my girlfriend, and of course this Mola team, Anastasia Grasun, Hamilton Marufu. And anyways, guys, thank you so much for being a part of this. I hope to see you in our next episode of Hashtag The Alex Way. Like I always say, leave your comments in the description, ask questions, challenge us on what is it that you'd like to talk about. And remember, like and share. because we better support one another. This is a podcast for you. This is a podcast for all of those living, working, and studying abroad. Hashtag The Alex Way. I'll see you next time. Bye.
You've been listening to The Alex Way. Visit www.molaleadership.com. We're all over the internet. Follow us at Mola Leadership on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn.